Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go, come on.
Dr. Carolyn McNeil, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. I'm just waiting for the Lord to have his way in this place on today. Praise God. The music sounds good. Amen. And all I can hear, the Lord said, don't let the fire of God burn out in your life. Let the glory of God fall on you, fall fresh on us today. Amen. Hallelujah. If you let the fire burn out, you can't do it, y'all. Can't do it. Hallelujah. God wants you to just ignite that fire again. Come on. Hallelujah. So that song, amen, should have took us into a new place today because it's saying bye-bye to some things, y'all. Come on. Bye-bye to pain. Bye-bye to sorrow. Bye-bye to everything. Amen. Praise God that will disturb your peace on today. Bye-bye. Come on now. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord today and this afternoon. I'm not going to be before you long. At least I think I'm not, praise God, but I'm going to pray and let the Lord have his way. How about that, praise God? Join me in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, glory to your name, Father. We just come and we just bless your holy name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the day that you have made, God, and you said we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I pray that you will bless thy people, God, all around the world, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you see all things. You know all things, God. You know where we're at, God, and you know what needs to be done, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, I pray, God, even now, Lord God, that you would touch thy people, God, from the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking, Father God, that you would bring forth a right now rhema word, God, on tonight, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And we bless you, Father, for it right now, Father God, as I move out the way, God, as I decrease, God, that the power of God may increase within me, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that we are going to continue, God, in prayer and in supplication, making our request be made known unto you, that the peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. I bless you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we ask that you move by your Holy Spirit on today. Speak a word, God. Hallelujah, God, that they need to hear. And glory to God. I already received my portion, God. But, God, give it to me some more, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, bless every home. Bless the families that's represented here, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I say thank you and I praise you. It's these things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen, amen. If you have your Bibles, y'all, come on, hallelujah. Don't forget the Bible. First Chronicles. I'm going to First Chronicles, the fourth chapter, verse number 9 and 10. And I'm going to read it in your hearing. I want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to us today. I'm excited, y'all. Come on. The Bible says, now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. Hallelujah. I read in your hearing, First Chronicles 4, verses 9 and 10. Hallelujah. Jabez is remembered for a prayer request rather than some, like, maybe like a, you know, anything. He known for his prayer request. Let's leave it like that. In his prayer, he asked God to bless him, help him in his work by extending his hand, be with him in all he did, and keep him from evil and disaster. Jabez acknowledged God as the true center of his life. When we pray for God's blessing, we should also ask him to take his rightful position as Lord over our work, our family time, and our recreation. Obeying him daily in responsibilities, amen, in our everyday living. Jabez played specifically to be protected from evil and disaster. We know that we live in a fallen world filled with sin, and it's important to ask God to keep us safe from the unavoidable evil that comes our way. But we must also avoid evil motives and desires and an action that begins within us. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Because some things start within us, and we have to allow God to move those things. Amen. Praise God. Therefore, not only must we see God's protection from evil, but we must also ask God to guard our thoughts and our actions. We can begin to utilize his protection by filling our mind with his positive thoughts and our attitudes. And, you know, a lot of times, praise God, hallelujah, our attitude has a lot to do with it. But today I want to talk to us about getting over some things, and we got to get over some things. Somebody say, get over it. Hallelujah. How many know that your past does not determine your future? You know, I love it because, you know, even like talking to my husband, and, you know, a lot of times things come up and we begin to say things and he don't even know that he's in my word or I'm in his word. Amen. Praise God. Now, let's not know that it's one spirit and we're all drinking from the same spirit, which is the spirit of the living God. And I want to share something with you today. We have to get over some things. We find that, amen, if I went back and I began to look at some things and I went to Billy Graham. Billy Graham was one of the great evangelists that God used, amen, hallelujah. And he was in a revival some years ago, and there was a man there who had gone through many problems and difficulties. And when the invitation to Christ was extended, he accepted Christ as his personal Savior. Soon his life began to change, and he felt like he could overcome whatever came his way. Because why? He has the Lord Jesus Christ in his life. So after the blessings of God manifested in his life, he sat down and began to write. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that when God blesses you, amen, praise God, there's something that scales that comes off your eyes and things that you begin to see and hear, amen, praise God, that when God steps into your life, praise God. So he was saying it is no secret what God can do. Come on, somebody. Say it's no secret what God can do. Come on, somebody. What he done for others, he'll do it for you. Come on, come on, come on with me today, praise God, hallelujah. With arms wide open, he pardoned you. So God pardon our sins, amen, praise God, hallelujah. This text serves as the testament of those words, for it shows each of us that God blesses those who seek and trust him. Oh, I want you to know that God blesses those ones that seek and trust him. I'm going to say it again. We find here buried, amen, in the Old Testament, a man called Jabez. Little is known about him, amen, in the biblical, amen, character, praise God. He seems to be misplaced here, and the verse is coming from nowhere and headed for somewhere. Somebody say he's coming from nowhere, but heading somewhere. Oh, I'm talking to somebody today, praise God, because you come from a place, amen, praise God, hallelujah, from nowhere, but you're heading somewhere. Oh, my God, I give you glory. He comes in at verse 9 and leaves at verse number 11, two verses, and yet there is something more. There is a substance and a solitude of this man. Praise God, hallelujah. There's more to it, praise God, hallelujah. In his existence, we may find, amen, each find a lesson in life, amen. His mother called him Jabez because he was born with much sorrow. Does anybody know what I'm talking about today? Praise God. Ah, glory to God, glory to God. All your life, praise God, you felt like, glory to God. Why am I born? Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Why am I here? What am I doing? Praise God. Jabez was born, amen, in sorrow. His mama is named him Jabez, amen, because he was born with much sorrow. In the days in which he was born, he took considerable time naming a child back in the day, praise God, when a baby was born. And you know, the other night, praise God, I'm watching a picture and the name that they call the people, praise God. And I'm just going to say, Nookie or Bookum or whatever you want to call them, praise God, hallelujah. These names are something else. But back then, that it took considerations of what the name of baby, praise God, hallelujah. Name has meanings, and so the name Jabez signifies what his mother thought when she named him. Jabez in the Hebrew means one who causes pain. How would you like to go through life being known as one who causes pain? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I thank you. It is so often tragic what parents do to their children, the harsh words and the painful memories of childhood. And some have endured being told they will never, never, never amount to anything in life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Imagine have the name that brings back unpleasant memories. Jabez, one who causes pain. And if he knew, if he grew up, amen, with this type of children that we know, praise God, in school today, praise God, they make fun, especially when they know what your name means, praise God, hallelujah. These children today, boy, I tell you, they'll say some things out of their mouth, praise God, hallelujah. Yes, God, I thank you. Children, they grow up, and he probably would have been, you know, I thought about it, walk in the classroom and seen a bottle of Tylenol on the desk or some bare aspirin or some aspirin sitting on his desk. When pain comes, take one. Oh, come on, somebody. When pain comes, take one. Here comes pain. Glory. Glory to God. That's what the children might say. Praise God. Here come pain. Every time they come around, they glory to God. Glory to God. Something always happening. Praise God. Here comes pain. Imagine being made fun of or told, ah, yes, Holy Spirit, by others, you were nothing but a pain. I want you to listen well today, praise God, because some of us need to break out of living where we're in and experience a pleasure God wants to bring. First of all, we have to realize your past does not have to determine your present. Somebody say that with me. My past does not have to determine my present. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. You have lived with the name and the reputation that name makes for you. Or you can decide to live the way God determined. I have resolved to live the greatest life I could possibly can. And that's how you got to get, Lord, I'm going to live my best life. Glory to God, glory to God. No matter what it looks like, God, I'm going to live my best life. But I know, glory to God, glory to God. Things happen in life, praise God, to look for the good in life instead of looking at the pain, praise God, hallelujah. We got to turn our focus from the disappointments, amen, praise God, and all the things that happen in our lives and look forward, amen, praise God, instead of looking for the good in life, praise God, look for the pain, but don't look for the pain, look for the good that's going to come out of the pain. My God, I give it glory. Someone spoke something to me, praise God, that helped me to exercise, amen, what the word was talking about. I was telling her that I had some traumatic experience in life and in the past, praise God. She responded so eloquently in the three words, and she said, okay, who hasn't? Who hasn't experienced those things? And when I thought about it, praise God, that I found out that she was just being nicely, then saying one thing, get over it, get over it, get over it. And that's my title today, get over it, somebody. Hallelujah. I had to get over some things. You got to get over some things, praise God. I submit to you today that perhaps there is someone here right now who needs to get over some things, and get over what people used to do. Yes, Holy Spirit. What people used to do to you and what people said about you, amen, and what you did not deserve, what you should have received. Get over it. Somebody say, get over it today. Glory to God. The reason many of us miss opportunities in life is because we have our back. Come on, somebody, turn to the door of our future, and our eyes are, Holy Ghost, are on nothing but the past. Let me say that again, because the Holy Ghost interrupts it. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. He within my spirit, he lets us know, praise God, the reason many of us miss opportunities in life is because we have our backs turned to the door of our future, and our eyes are on nothing but our past. But God said today to get over it. Come on, somebody. He wants you to look forward. Look forward to what he's getting ready to do in your life. Praise God. Everybody suffers. Everybody has problems. And we all have pain sometimes. The question, though, is how are we going to deal with it? If everybody dwelt on their past, nothing would be achieved. We would all be stuck. And I'm afraid that is what have occurred with many of us. We have allowed our past traumas to cause us present day trauma. The Bible says in Psalms 139 in a verse, it says that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Come on, somebody. You got to know that the Bible tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. I want you to tell yourself today, oh, my God, I give you the glory. I am fearfully and wonderfully made because my God has made me, praise God. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, we all know the word of God, praise God. Says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. Somebody come with me today. In other words, God has a purpose for you. It is up to you to find out what God wants you to do. Oh, I have in mind, amen, not to wallow in the past, but to live today. We need to be so built up in God about our lives. You know, and then I went on and I began to start reading and I sent a little story I want to talk to y'all about, praise God. And there's sometimes we have to share little things, amen, in our lives and things that we read, praise God, hallelujah, to get a full understanding, amen, of what God is saying to us today, praise God. But somebody shout right there, praise God, hallelujah, my past did not determine my future. Considering the little boy, Michael. Michael was a fifth grader who decided to run for president of the student council. During the campaign, Michael and his little brother went to the pediatrician for a checkup. The doctor saw the campaign button and said that he had run for president of the student council when he was in sixth grade, but he lost. Oh, come on, somebody. A few days later, Michael called his mom with the election result and said, well, mom, it looks like I'm going to be a doctor. Why did he say that? Praise God, hallelujah. In the midst of what he wanted to do, he did not win, praise God. He ran for it, but he did not win it. So he didn't look at the mishap of what happened, amen, praise God, to him, because he did not win. All he knew is I went to the doctor. Well, maybe God want me to be a doctor. I don't know. Praise God, hallelujah. So therefore, praise God, he looking further like, okay, I didn't win that, but I went to the doctor's office, or I didn't get a chance to win, praise God, so maybe God want me to be a doctor. He looking at the future, amen, praise God. What a way to look at life, even in the midst of a dilemma and a setback, you should see triumph and success in your future. Oh, come on, I had to learn this. This was hard for me, praise God, hallelujah. But I learned, amen, in the midst of all trauma, in the midst of all disappointment, I had to muster up a praise, because when it happens, praise God, I know something great is going to happen. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to God. If God didn't open the door, that door for me, praise God, come on, I'm talking to somebody today, praise God. That means that it's going to be a greater door that he's getting ready to open, so I don't look at the misfortune of what I went through, praise God. I look at what God has got something greater, because God says, I know the plans that I have for you, plans of good and not of evil, plans to bring you to the great end, that expected end, that end that I'm going to bless. Oh, come on, somebody. So here, your present does not have to determine your future. Jabez had things to overcome in his life. First, we know he had to overcome his name, Jabez. Oh, come on, somebody. You might got a name that you might not even understand, but he had to overcome that name, praise God, knowing that even though God named me, or my mama named me, praise God, that it might mean one thing, but God got something great for this name. Come on, somebody. You're going to leave a legacy. Come on, somebody. You might, glory to God, deliver a nation with that name, praise God, but everybody will know your name. Overcome his name, Jabez, the one who causes pain. He had to get over that name. My mama named me that, but I had to get over that one, praise God. It also says he was more honorable than his brothers. Come on, even in the midst of his name and how he was born in pain, but he was more honorable. God seen his heart. Come on, somebody. How many of you have experienced, amen, your siblings, amen, rivalry, amen, praise God. Jabez was elevated above his brothers. Come on, my God, I give you glory. It is an indication that there might well have been this rivalry taking place in his life. And God knew, praise God, hallelujah, I have 12. Come on, somebody say, I have brothers and sisters. And how many of you know there is a rivalry there? I got six of us. It was six of us, praise God, hallelujah. Glory to God. Most of us were quite athletic and whatever, especially in basketball, track, whatever you did back in the day. Praise praise God, hallelujah. But God knew, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, what he was going to do in your life. Our house was a place, amen, where the trophies and awards and ribbons and all those kind of things. But how many know, praise God, hallelujah, God knows you. My God, I give you glory. You might have been the black sheep of the family, but God will put a crown upon your head and stand you before your brothers and sisters. Come on, somebody. Somebody say, rock your crown, rock your crown, rock that crown. My God, I give you glory. You know, sometimes words don't have to be spoken concerning your inability to succeed and your endeavors. Amen. Every time we walk past those awards or whatever, we're reminded, amen, praise God. Sometimes you feel like you can't measure up to people, but God don't want you to measure up against people and what their accomplishments was. And God has your own track record. He knows, praise God. So the worst thing you ever can do is to measure up yourself against somebody else, praise God, hallelujah. You don't want to do that. Say, what God has for me, it's for me. Come on, somebody, give God the praise and honor and the glory today. Hey, some of you know what I am talking about. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You can't resign yourself, amen, to failure. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm moving forward in the things of God. And see, I've learned you may not be good at something, but don't give up. Come on, somebody, praise God. You might not be good at one thing, but God has a blessing on you that you got to find your passion. You got to find out what God has for you, because you are great at something else, and you just have to discover what that thing is. Amen, praise God. What that something else is. And come on, somebody, whatever you do, you got to master it, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't allow your present situation to determine your future. Or say it again. I'm going to keep saying it. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Jabez did not pray for God to just help him to make it through. He prayed, y'all. Come on. Lord, I pray that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my life. Oh, come on. My God, I give you glory. That your hand will be with me, and that you will keep me from evil. It might seem as though life has handed you a lemon. Come on, my God, I give it glory. Learn how to turn that lemon into lemonade. Come on, put some sugar up in there. Ha, yes, Holy Ghost. We thank God today, praise God. They might have gave you a lemon, but God said, make it some lemonade. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, your future has already been determined. Live your life by faith in Jesus Christ. And hold on to the promise God gives to you, to those who call him his own. Come on, somebody. You don't have to let your present determine your future. Going to go to a song, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, let's give God the glory. Come on, let's tell him thank you. Because my past is not going to determine my future. Hallelujah, Jesus. Enlarge our territory, oh God. Enlarge our borders, oh God. Come on, y'all. Come with me today, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, let's give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. On to a song, y'all. Be right back.
There's been a drought for way too long. We need to sing our freedom song. Oh, Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Lord, we need to hear your voice. Our hearts are open, we have no choice. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Send your last breath.
That is Tamla Mann, amen. Her new song, Touch From You, amen. We bless God for that song. We just need a touch from the Lord. This is a timely song. We do need a touch from the Lord. Somebody say, I need a touch from God, amen. Send the latter rain upon us, God. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on with me today, praise God. Anyway, let me get back to the word, amen. You are on the hour of power and praise with no other than the one and only. Amen. If you just came on with Dr. Carolyn McNeil, amen. Praise God. Let go and let God. Somebody say, let go and let God. Come on. Let go and let God. If you want to accomplish the purpose God has for your life. Oh, come on, somebody. You are going to have to overcome some things. Somebody say, I got to overcome. Amen. Praise God. Some things. There is no gain without some sort of price. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Some pain. Glory to God. It is just a matter of how much you are wanting, how much you are willing to invest, how much you want to achieve in the realm of God has planned for you. Hallelujah. This is not the time to give up. Amen. As God say, refresh yourself, brush yourself off, get up, get over it. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is the time to get up. Peter told the lame man, rise up and walk. Amen. Hallelujah. Have you been lame by life? Come on, let's get up. Let's get up. Let's get up. Come on. Can't lay there all the time. Let's get up. Let's get up in the spirit. Praise God. Let's get the moving in life. Praise God. Then get up. Take the Jabez challenge. Arise above the walk into the promises of God. Come on, hallelujah. God will change your pain into gain. Come on. My God, I give you the glory. You can change the outside of the package. Come on. And it will not change what's on the inside. We spend a lot of time doing that. Jabez prayed from the heart. It wasn't a long, drawn-out affair, amen, to reach the heavenly. Everybody think that you got to go flip and spit and shake and rock and roll. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He got right to the point. Yes, Holy Spirit. It was as if he was saying, God, I want to break out of this rut, and I know the only way I can do this, come on, somebody, I can do it, is you will bless me. Jabez prayed, oh, that you will bless me and enlarge my territory. Somebody shout right there. Somebody shout it out. God, enlarge my territory. Come on, let's talk to God today. Enlarge my territory, God. Enlarge my borders, God. Oh, God, enlarge them, Jesus. Someone said we have decaffeinated the word of God, amen, the word of blessings. And you know, praise God, I like my coffee. I like it, the caffeine. Praise God, they got decaffeinated the word of God. Done took all the substance out of it, praise God. Taking the punch out of it, amen, praise God. The Bible says in Hebrew, Jabez would be shouting, oh, God, bless me indeed. Blessings is a supernatural favor of God in our life, y'all. It's a super blessings or a supernatural favor. Come on, it's a supernatural favor in our life. It's God doing something for us which we could not do for ourselves. It is asking God to open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. Come on, my God, I give you glory. When is the last time you look back and said, I see where God took my pain and turned it into gain? When was the last time, amen, praise God, you done cried about it, you done shouted about it, you done walked the floors all night, praise God, and you realized, amen, God turned that pain into gain. God, the pain that I was going through, God anointed me even more. That's the gain, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Sometimes we got to understand God will put an anointing on us. God will put a blessing on us. God will put favor on us, amen, praise God. Uncommon favor, unmerited favor, however you want to talk about it, praise God. Put supernatural speed on your blessing, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, that is God's blessing upon you. It's a supernatural power working in your life. The door that opened up is God's opening it, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. You need to take the Jabez challenge. Your troubles have not come to stay. They will pass if you get a hold of the supernatural power of God. If you step out in faith, believing God will bless and enlarge your territory. God has more blessings for your life than you can imagine. You will just put your faith and trust in him. The Bible says in James 4:2 says, you have not because you ask not. Come on, somebody give God the praises. Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open unto you. It shall be open to you. When we fail to ask, we forfeit. Well, come on, all those blessings. Sometimes you got to ask God, open your mouth. He already knows what you need before you ask him, but sometimes he wants you to come to him and speak to him. Tell him what your heart desires and find out how he gonna bless you and supernaturally do things for you. Praise God. Jabez was born in, come on, some pain, but God turned that thing. Somebody say, God turned it, y'all. God turned it. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Which comes when we only ask. When is the last time you ask? When is the last time you ask God to expand your horizon so you could have greater impact on his kingdom? Not your kingdom, on his kingdom. My God, I give you the glory. This is not a selfish prayer. This is a prayer to do more for the kingdom, for the kingdom of God, to do more for God. My God, my God, my God. God is ready to give you more than you have. God is waiting to provide you with provisions you need to accomplish great things through you, amen, for his kingdom. My God, I thank you. What a friend. You know, it's a saying, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. We have trials and tribulations. Come on, and temptations. Is there trouble everywhere? Come on, somebody. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all, come on, who will all our sorrows spare? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. We thank God, amen, praise God for Jabez today. Because his prayer was just too loud. Ah, come on, somebody. My God, I give you the glory. One thing I think today, praise God, as God was giving it to me, praise God, that's a prayer that maybe we need to pray all the time, praise God, hallelujah. Because if he did it for Jabez, he'll do it for us, praise God. Keep me from all evil, God. Oh, come on, somebody, hallelujah. And Lord, don't let me hurt nobody else. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Those words was powerful. He had brothers, but he was more honorable than them, even though he was birthed in pain. And for all the ones, amen, praise God, that feel like they are the black sheep of the family. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost, today, God, I give you the glory. God has a plan for you. There's a purpose for you. But if you can just get out the pain and look to the future, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't forfeit what God is doing in your life, praise God, hallelujah. Say the prayer. Ah, yes, God, I thank you. Know who you are in the Lord. If you don't know who you are in the Lord, my God, I give you glory. My thing is you need to ask the Lord, what is my purpose here on earth? My God, I give you the glory. Hey, and I know that God will answer you, praise God, hallelujah. He might not come when you want him, but he's going to be always on time, praise God. Know that he's preparing you for something greater, praise God. Jabez did not know where his life was going, but he prayed a prayer and God honored it, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Are you praying heartfelt prayers? God says sometimes, praise God, we pray a prayer, amen, and our heart is far away from what he's talking about, praise God. You got to have a heartfelt prayer to God. Mean what you're saying and do what you say that you're going to do, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Don't make a vow to God and take it back, because it's best not to make a vow to God and not pay it. Come on, the Bible tells us that, praise God. So today, y'all, come on, hallelujah. The Bible says now Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez. Come on. Saying, because I bore him in pain. Come on. Jabez called the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed. Enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. And so God, somebody say God, so God granted him what he requested. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to God. Have God answered your prayers today? Oh, glory to God, Joe. Your presence does not determine, come on, your present situation right here. Do not determine your future. Come on, hallelujah, glory to God. God is going to bless you. He's going to make a way for you, but you got to have some heartfelt prayers to the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have a heart for the Lord. Come on, somebody. I give God the glory. Create in me a clean heart, God, and renew a right spirit within me, God. Let the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. I give you glory. We're learning from Jabez today. We're learning from him today. Somebody say God is going to do great things. Hallelujah. Powerful, powerful two lines out of this chapter. His words almost got lost within the chapter, but something stood out to God. So we thank the Lord today for his grace. We thank God for his mercy today. You have been on an hour of power and praise today. Hallelujah. So today we're going to say, get over it. Go, get over it. Get over it. Don't get stuck in your past. Don't get stuck in the past. Worry about what everybody else, and don't measure yourself up to nobody, because God has a blessing with your name on it, saith the Lord thy God. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Before I pray, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. We got some things coming up, amen, glory to God. We got some things coming up, y'all. Hallelujah. We got a revival coming up on the radio show, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A revival coming up. It's called the MCI Ministry Radio. Amen. It's getting ready to do. The title is The Great Awakening Revival, The Blazing Altar. It's going to be from September the 7th through the 9th. Amen. The first speaker will be our very own pastor, Keeping It Real, McNeil. It will be on that Monday on the 7th. Amen. Praise God at 6 p.m. And then also, Bishop Thurman Butler is coming after him on Tuesday. Amen. It will be at 6 p.m. Come on, we talk about the blazing altar, y'all. Come on, my God, I give you glory. And on the last day, it'll be myself, Apostle Dr. Carolyn McNeil. Amen. At 6 p.m., get somebody the number. Let them know, praise God, there's going to be a revival on the radio, on MCI Ministry Radio. And if you would like to be one of the sponsors for this radio show, you may do so. You will be acknowledged on everything, praise God. You can give me a call, hallelujah, at 302-883-9799. And if you want to be a blessing to sow a prophetic seed into the ministry, amen, you may do so. Our Cash App is $Anointed222. That's $Anointed, A-N-O-I-N-T-E-D, 222. So contact me. Let us know how you feel about the show. Praise God, hallelujah. Give us some feedback, y'all. We're waiting for some feedback, some more feedback. 302-883-9799. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Let me pray. Amen, hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, we thank you for the word today, Father God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, enlarge our territory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, God, for what you're going to do, Lord God, for the kingdom building, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we ask, Lord God, that you will continue to have your way within our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you move by your mighty power, God. Bless every home that's represented here, God, on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to move by your mighty power, God, on today. Father God, we know that you are moving in such a supernatural way, God, and we thank you for it, God, for the season, God, for the season of breakthrough, the breakout, God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, the wind of change, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, for activating, yes, I hear you, Holy Ghost, activating the gift that was in us, God, that you are putting a fire within our spirit, God, the one that's called by your name, Father God, to do a great work for the kingdom of God, and we thank you for it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Endow us with your power, endow us with your Holy Ghost, God. Breathe on us again, Father God. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless the children. Bless our home, God. Bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice, God. In the name of Jesus, God, spiritually, financially, mentally, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, matrimonially, God, I pray that you will move by your power, move by your authority, the same way that you are moving on over the earth, oh God, and we give you the glory right now, God, that somebody needs you, Father. So I thank you for it, God, right now, God, that you are moving on their behalf on today, God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Oh, God, yes, Holy Ghost. We thank you, God. We ask that you move by your Holy Spirit. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen, amen, and amen. I'm going to leave you with a song. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you all. And don't forget, Jesus loved you, and so do I. God bless you.